Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist with us in the studios once again. Welcome back. Good morning.
Always glad to be with y'all.
Well, you've been in the UP. A big part of it was the UP State Fair. I understand that may have been your first visit. How was that? Let's talk about that a little
bit. It was my first visit to the fair. It was awesome. I appreciated all the hospitality. I walked around with Senator McBroom, where he showed me the biggest cows I've ever seen. but also, the thing that I was most struck by is how young the kids are showing the animals. Mm-hmm. You know, this girl was telling me who won the I think she won the sheep competition. She was like, I've been showing since I was five.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, yeah, like, we had the county fair here not too long ago, and that's one of the things that really drive home with people is the importance of 4-H. That's why the fairs exist in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, so it was beautiful. I got a chance to also, probably the thing I was most proud of, was to be able to participate in the UP Veteran of the Year. Mm-hmm. Howard Side from Montanagan was our UP Veteran of the Year, and this guy is just phenomenal and shows that, like, service never stops. Him and his wife restarted Boys State and Girls State at their local high school. I mean, just, like, super, super, the kind of people you want to be when you grow up.
It's interesting also when you get a chance to meet with folks like that, when you get a walk around and they get a chance to meet you. What are some of the things when you're talking to them that you were hearing that's on their minds?
Well, all the children are taken aback by how tall I am, so yes. I get that first. But, you know, people, I think, appreciate me taking an interest in the fact that agriculture is so important, mm-hmm. To the state of Michigan. So they want to know what I'm going to do for farmers, what I'm thinking about for farmers. They want to know what we're doing to get the prices down since the costs are so high for everything they have to do. And then folks are asking me about just making sure that housing is more affordable and that people don't forget about the UP. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm never going to do that. I'm here four times a year more than anybody else. And so I think, you know, it's because I care.
Well, one of the things also is, speaking of the UP, and we're talking with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist this morning, the budget. We've joked about this on the show because sometimes, and we do remember the days where budget negotiations could go into the fall, into October. It was frustrating. But in the last little bits here now, we've seen the budget get done. It got done again.
Quietly.
Yeah, and kind of relatively quietly. Let's talk about some of the highlights in it. First of all, thanks for getting that done, so yeah, at least we know what's
quiet going. Budgets are good budgets. I'll take that every day of the week.
But let's talk about some of the UP things in it. One of the things is $2 million was for flood and weather disaster recovery in the central UP. This was something that I know that all the lawmakers were working for on both sides of the aisle. Let's talk about that. What does it mean in terms of the disaster recovery for the central UP?
Look, we recognize that because of climate change, our weather patterns are changing as well. And when we have these extreme weather events, we need to make sure we can take care of people, take care of businesses, take care of families. And so this was an important bipartisan priority. It was a priority for Governor Whitmer and I. We were proud to work with the delegation to get that done. That $2 million, I think, is going to make a difference. But I also think it sends a message that we're not going to leave anybody behind. And when something happens, the state of Michigan is going to have your back. So I'm really proud of Representative Jen Hill for the role that she played in helping get that across the finish line. And again, we just want every community to know that when something happens, whether it's a tornado in Gaylord, whether it's a tornado in Monroe, whether it's flooding here in the Upper Peninsula, that we're going to take care of our people.
Another part was $1.6 million for the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans in the UP. That is in the process of moving and being rebuilt. But how important is something like getting that kind of money in for that project?
It's been a long time coming. You know, folks have been, that project has needed to happen for a while. And frankly, it's part of a larger series of efforts to both expand and strengthen our veterans' homes across the state of Michigan. But Jacob Eddy is kind of at the vanguard of that. And so finally getting that funding secured, and I know that project is already in motion, and to have that be kind of one of the final pieces of the money component is important.
On our show here in particular, we try very hard not to tell people necessarily who to vote for, but to get out and vote. And I know that you've been canvassing for some of the Democrat candidates here while you've been here in the UP, and you're doing that. But let's talk a little bit more fundamentally. Why get registered? Why vote? Why cast your ballot? Why is it important?
Voting is the clearest opportunity we have to play a role in defining the future of our state. And I want more people to participate in that process, not less. And I think we've seen some really amazing trends in the last month, mm-hmm. of just new people registering to vote. I started an initiative back in 2022 called My First Vote that's focused on making sure people have good first-time voting experiences, either when people turn 18 and are voting for the first time, when people have, you know, become newly naturalized American citizens, or when people who are returning home from incarceration and voting for the first time since they came home want to make sure they have all the information they need, their voter registration is updated, and it's really been a successful thing. And so this is about saying, I have a say in what happens in Michigan going forward. So I want everybody to be part of that.
There's a simple statement from thousands of years ago, but it still holds true today. If you don't vote, don't complain, because that is your opportunity, as you said, to be part of the process.
I think so. I mean, and I think that everybody has a role to play, and I want everyone to play a role. Frankly, one of the things that most frustrates me about some of the political conversations we have now is it does feel like some people don't want others to vote. And I think that's really problematic. I think it's disrespectful to them as Americans and disrespectful to us as neighbors, frankly. But if everyone participates, I think we also get better government and we get better decisions.
Do you think people are not, is there some sort of distrust with the process out there that's come up in the last couple of years? Do you feel that's there? And how does somebody like Secretary of State here in Michigan combat that?
You know, I do think that there have been people raising questions about the process. And some of those are in good faith. Most of them are in bad faith, if I can be honest. The election system isn't broken just because you lose. Like, sometimes you lose. And I think some people have a hard time accepting that. But I think the secretary is going to do everything that she can and her team can. And even more importantly, our local election officials, those volunteers, the people who sit there all day and take your name and fill the affidavits and make sure you put the thing in the machine right, all that. Those are the people who are on the front line of our democracy. And I want to thank all of them for really stepping up and doing that work. It's thankless work. People come in there and they yell at them about national stuff. And that's not really fair. But those folks are the ones who are really going to make sure our democracy works.
How much longer are you up here in God's country?
I've been here for a couple more hours, but then I am heading back down under the bridge. But I always look forward to coming back here to the Upper Peninsula and just making sure that everybody knows that their lieutenant governor is going to be responsive to them and whatever they need.
Well, you're welcome in here anytime, sir.
Yeah, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
That is Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist with us this morning. And if you missed any of that interview, we'll have it at our website at sunny.fm.
Busy morning. Walt's got news headlines and a lot more coming up here for you. It's Sunny 101.9. At Upper Peninsula.